The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله We welcome our viewers of Madani Channel back to another episode of the program The Challenges of Youth Yes, in this program we discuss various challenges that the youth do face and Islam guidance on how we can overcome those challenges. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today too we have a challenge that we all do face and we're going to receive prophetic guidance on how we can overcome this challenge as well. Before we get into our topic of discussion, let's first listen to a beautiful benefit of us reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For indeed, our recitation of salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a great means of benefit for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever recites salat upon me one time, Allah azza wa jal showers 10 mercies upon that person. Subhanallah azza wa jal, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now for today's topic of discussion, we're going to discuss the topic of showing off. Yes, unfortunately, this is something that does affect us all and shaitan works on us all through this trick of trying to get us to show off. But Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we have Islamic guidance to pull us away from the tricks of shaitan and bring us towards the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now before we go any further into today's topic, let's first listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And immediately after the kalam, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will be back and we'll be discussing this topic in further detail. Sit back, enjoy this beautiful kalam, feel your spirits rejuvenated and your closeness to the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله يا نبي الله يا نور الله حرز جان ذکر شفاعت کیجئے نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے حرز جان ذکر شفاعت کیجئے نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے کے نقش پا پہ غیرت کیجئے ان کے نقش پا پہ غیرت کیجئے آنکھ سے چھپ کر زیارت کیجئے آنکھ سے چھپ کر زیارت کیجئے حرز جان ذکر شفاعت کیجئے نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے ان کے در پہ جیسے غم مٹ جائیے ان کے در پہ جیسے غم مٹ جائیے ناتوانو کچھ تو ہمت کیجئے ناتوانو کچھ تو ہمت کیجئے
حرز جان ذکر شفاعت کیجئے نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے
ان کے در پر بیٹھئے بن کر فقیر ان کے در پر بیٹھئے بن کر فقیر بے نواؤ فکر سروت کیجئے بے نواؤ فکر سروت کیجئے،
حرز جان ذکر شفاعت کیجئے، نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے،
ہم تمہارے گو کے کس کے پاس جائیں، ہم تمہارے ہو کے کس کے پاس جائیں، صدقہ شہزادوں کا رحمت کیجئے، صدقہ شہزادوں کا رحمت کیجئے،
ذکر شفاعت کیجئے، نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے،
نعرہ کیجئے یا رسول اللہ کا، نعرہ کیجئے یا رسول اللہ کا، مفلس و سامان دولت کیجئے، مفلس و سامان دولت کیجئے،
حرز جان ذکر شفاعت کیجئے، نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے،
در بدر کب تک پھرے خستہ خراب، در بدر کب تک پھرے خستہ خراب، طیبہ میں مدفن عنایت کیجئے، طیبہ میں مدفن عنایت کیجئے،
حرز جان ذکر شفاعت کیجئے، نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے،
خدا ہمت کے یہ جانے حسین، دے خدا ہمت کے یہ جانے حسین، آپ پروارے وہ صورت کیجئے، آپ پروارے وہ صورت کیجئے،
حرز جان ذکر شفاعت کیجئے، نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے،
جو نہ بھولا ہم غریبوں کو رضا، جو نہ بھولا ہم غریبوں کو رضا، یاد اس کی اپنی عادت کیجئے، یاد اس کی اپنی عادت کیجئے،
جان ذکر شفاعت کیجئے، نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے،
یا نور اللہ.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every time we listen to the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how wonderful we feel, how tranquil we feel, how we feel our closeness to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. More and more we feel that flame of love rekindled again and again. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. This is Allah Azza wa Jalla's rahmah upon us that Allah Azza wa Jalla has placed in our hearts, love for His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla draw us closer and closer to the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. We do face much difficulty when we want to perform ibadat. And every one of us tries to perform ibadat as much as we can, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. I'm sure that every viewer loves to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wants to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, there are so many tricks that shaitan plays on us in order to draw us away, to pull us away from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone wants to perform salah, someone wants to recite salat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, someone wants to make dua, someone wants to recite dhikrullah, someone wants to recite salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, someone wants to give charity. But the moment your mind goes towards performing any good deed, shaitan draws us away from that good deed. Shaitan wants to work on us and he tries to distract us. So you'll find that the person who wants to make time in his day, set time in his day to perform salah, the moment he says, okay, now I'm going to perform salah, there are so many things that come up immediately, one after the other, that distracts him from his intention of performing salah. Sometimes it's some work that comes up, it's a phone call, it's a message, a child cries, we need to look towards our children to see what is the matter. Sometimes it's some family responsibility and the workload just goes on and on and on. And before you know it, there's just a little time left for that person to perform salah. At times we want to perform salah with jama'ah, but one thing after the next, and we are drawn away from salah by shaitan. Sometimes someone wants to recite the Holy Quran and he feels motivated to recite the Holy Quran, but one thing after the next tends to happen, and there we go, the opportunity slips out of his hands whilst he so dearly wanted to recite the Holy Quran. Someone wants to recite salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but shaitan puts one thought after the other and the person goes into deep thought, many a times regarding things that are unnecessary and sometimes regarding things that are necessary as well. And shaitan will justify it in our minds as to why it is necessary to do this task or to think about this thing at this time. And in that way, beautiful opportunities of performing ibadat slip out of our hands. Someone wants to give sadaqah and he just reaches into his pocket, and then shaitan puts one thought after the next into his mind and he unfortunately removes his hand from his pocket empty. Or you go into your bank account and you want to do a transfer for some sadaqah, for some lillah, for some zakah, but shaitan distracts us, and then we realize all the things that we'd like to rather do with that money. And so shaitan has managed to pull us away from many ibadat in this way. We need to recognize this trick of shaitan and we need to work really hard. The believer has to work hard all the time. We have to strive all the time, and we continuously strive throughout our lives until when? Well, all the way until our death. We have to strive. We have to work hard. And we have to worship Allah Azza wa Jal in whichever way is possible for us to worship Allah Azza wa Jal in order to earn and to seek the pleasure of our Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed that is our purpose in life. We are here to worship Allah Azza wa Jal and to please our Rabb Azza wa Jalla. So shaitan will continuously work in the opposite direction to pull us away from the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we continuously have to fight shaitan and pull ourselves towards the ibadah of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, alhamdulillah, many a times we do succeed. And this is the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we intend to do an ibadah. And alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal grants us that opportunity and we perform that ibadah. However, shaitan doesn't leave us then too. First, he tried to pull us away from the ibadah. When we have overcome shaitan and we have achieved the performance of that ibadah, then shaitan puts in another trick. He plants another seed in our mind and in our hearts, and he tries to destroy the reward of that ibadah. And how does he do so? You might be thinking that, alhamdulillah, I have managed to perform salah, I've managed to perform nawafil, I've managed to recite the Holy Quran, I've managed to recite salawat, I've managed to give charity. How is it that shaitan's going to destroy that ibadah or destroy the rewards that we attain through that ibadah? It's a trick of shaitan, that shaitan places the feeling of showing off in our hearts, that we want other people to see the ibadat that we are performing so that they may think well of us, so that we may attain some worldly gain, so that we may attain some praise, or so that someone may just consider us to be very pious and our attention rather goes there instead of our hearts and minds being focused upon us performing that ibadah with ikhlas, with sincerity, for the sake of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. And so, when we want to perform salah, then shaitan puts into our hearts and our minds, first he stops us from performing salah, then when we get to the musalla, then he puts into our hearts and minds that see so and so person is watching you. See, there are many people that are watching you, and they will look at you now and they will realize how pious you are. Let them realize and let them see what a good person you are. And so the person goes into sajda, which was supposed to be for the sake of his Rabb, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and unfortunately, through the tricks of shaitan, he starts prolonging his sajda for the sake of the people, so that people can look at him and say, what a pious person this is. Look at the length of his sajda. Look at the precision of his posture in sajda. Allahu Akbar. And in this way, one thing after the next, one act of worship after the next, shaitan destroys the reward that we could be receiving through those ibadat. When we could be pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through those forms of worship, now he's drawn our attention away from the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. And the same acts of worship that were supposed to be performed for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal are unfortunately at times performed for the pleasure of the people, or for the praise of the people, or for some other worldly benefit. And this is indeed a destruction to our ibadat. There was once a person that came to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will bring us salvation on the day of judgment? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, do not be disloyal to Allah. Allahu Akbar. Do not be disloyal to Allah Azza wa Jal. Now you might be thinking, how can we be disloyal to our Rabb? How can a person be disloyal to his Creator? And so that person asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can a person be disloyal to Allah Azza wa Jal? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in a way that you perform the good deed which has been commanded by Allah Azza wa Jal and his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but with the intention of pleasing someone other than Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, abstain from showing off, because it is associating partners with Allah Azza wa Jal. On the day of judgment, a show off will be called by four names, that O sinner, O deceiver, O infidel, O loser, your deed was destroyed, your deed was ruined, and your reward went to waste. Today, there is no share for you. O you who attempted to deceive, now go and seek your reward from whoever you did the deed for. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. How unfortunate is such a person that performed acts of worship, but not for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. That performed acts of worship that were commanded by Allah Rabbul Izzah and by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but instead of seeking the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal through those acts, he sought the pleasure of the people. And unfortunately, such a person on the day of judgment will be expecting large sums of rewards, but he will be told that there is nothing for you today, that you did so for the sake of the people, you did so for praise, you did so that people could recognize you. You did so that people could call you pious. You did so that people could call you generous. You did so that people can call you brave. And today there is nothing for you. For indeed you had sought reward from the people. And the people called you brave. The people called you pious. The people called you generous. The people called you a great qari. And now there is nothing for you. That was your reward. For indeed, that is what you sought. How unfortunate such a person will be, that does ibadat, but not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just so that they can show people, and just so that they can tell people, and just so that people can come to know about it. Unfortunate is such a person. There are many examples of things that people tend to do that shows the hint of showing off. However, we should not misjudge people. Rather, we should look towards ourselves and ask ourselves that, do I have these sorts of examples within me? An example of the possibility of showing off is that someone performs a certain good deed. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he performs a certain good deed. We are hopeful that it is for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. But when his good deed is given recognition, that, ah, you do such and such good deed, how wonderful. then immediately he starts to tell you how many years he's been doing such a good deed for. How bad is this? Why are we disclosing ourselves? Why are we exposing ourselves? Why are we telling other people regarding our good deeds? Someone says, MashaAllah, fasting is a lovely thing. And then we reply, but I fast in Rajab, Sha'ban and Ramadan. For whose sake are we fasting? For the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, isn't it? We are not fasting for the sake of the people. We are not fasting for recognition from the people. We are not fasting for rewards from the people. We are not fasting for praise from the people. So why is it that we need to mention our ibadat to the people? For a little bit of praise? For a little bit of recognition? Are we prepared to lose the thawab of our deeds? No, indeed. We need the thawab from our deeds. We need the thawab of our deeds. Some people expose their salah to tahajjud. Now tahajjud is such a salah that is performed during the night. Many a times in darkness, people perform salah to tahajjud. In the darkness of their homes with their doors and their windows closed, and they are standing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and performing salah to tahajjud. But unfortunately, how unfortunate that this salah that was performed in such a state that no one else could see you. Only your Rabb Azza wa Jalla was seeing you and he was pleased that you are performing salah, performing salah to tahajjud. But during the brightness of the day and in public, we start to announce our salah to tahajjud. That I'm performing salah to tahajjud for so many years. And then we find a way to tell people that we woke up for salah to tahajjud. We'll tell them that, you know, this morning when I woke up for Salatul Tahajjud, then I saw this certain thing. Or whilst I was performing Tahajjud, as I finished my Tahajjud and I was waiting for the time of Fajr to come in, so I recited my Awrad and Wadaif. Why is it that we are exposing deeds that we are doing for the sake of Allah? If it is really for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, let it be. Just for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, don't seek praise through it. We don't need the praise of the people. Who is going to be able to reward us? Which human being, which person is going to be able to give us the thawab for our a'mal? Indeed, thawab is only from Allah Rabbul Izzah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who can, and we make dua that He Azza wa Jal will give us Jannah, that He Azza wa Jal will give us rewards. Don't do ibadat for recognition from people. We don't need to announce to the dunya, announce to the world as to how many paras, how many ajza of the Holy Quran we recite daily. We don't need to say, I recite 3 juz a day, I recite 1 juz a day. That it's my habit to complete the Holy Quran once every 7 days. And I've been doing this for 7 years or for 30 years. Why? Isn't this a beautiful secret that you have with your Rabb? Isn't this something that we do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have people that give sadaqah in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And what a beautiful act giving sadaqah is. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, you are assisting, you are helping the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, but for the sake of thawab, for the sake of rewards. But then again, after we give sadaqah in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, shaitan comes to work on us again and to trouble us again, that we must announce our sadaqat, that we must tell people how much we gave in sadaqah, that we must announce to the person who we have given sadaqah to, and we must announce to the public as well, how we made so and so what they are today. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. How sad is this? That the poor person, the faqir, receives sadaqah. And then he is told in public that you are what you are today because I helped you. Because I made you who you are. Because you had nothing and I've given you. I've given you wealth. I gave you my charity. I gave you my lillah. I gave you my zakah. No. This is not the way. We are going to hurt the person's feelings. And did we do it for the sake of recognition? When we were doing it, weren't we doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why are we changing our intentions? When it comes to the time of Eid, what a beautiful deed it is that you take some extended family or your neighbors, or you find some fuqara and you take them shopping, or you give them some wealth, some mal, in order for them to be able to shop and buy things for themselves and for their children to enjoy their Eid as well. And thereafter, after doing this beautiful deed, then we find that there are people who say, did you like the shoes? Did your spouse like the abaya that I bought? Did your children like this and like that? Why are we speaking about these things? There's a beautiful saying as well that I've heard, that when you give, you should forget. And when you receive, you should remember. When you give, you should forget. And when you receive, you should remember. When people do ihsan upon you, when they do goodness upon you, when they are kind towards you, then you should remember their kindness. But when we do for other people, then it's time that we forget that which we have done for them. Because we didn't do really for them. We did for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shouldn't destroy our sadaqat. We shouldn't destroy our lillah. We shouldn't destroy our zakat. Don't ruin the thawab of our a'mal. Allah Azza wa Jal commands us in the Holy Quran. بَعْدَ عُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O you who believe, do not invalidate your charity by boasting of favor and causing injury. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. This is a direct command from our Rabb Azza wa Jal that we should not destroy the thawab that we receive by our good deeds, by our charity, by then causing harm to people, by boasting about the favors that we have done upon other people, by hurting their feelings in the process. For indeed, these are ways of destroying the thawab that we have achieved, destroying the thawab that we have attained through such sadaqah. So our deeds should be solely for the sake of the pleasure of our Rabb, solely for the sake of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not that we get some praise. We shouldn't just be motivated by praise. We call it motivation that people should recognize our deeds. But this shouldn't be the way. It shouldn't be our way that we require recognition of a'mal saliha. We require recognition of good deeds in order for us to perform them. Oh, this is indeed very sad if we want praises for the good deeds that we want to do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mawla Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa karam Allah ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem has mentioned three signs of a person that shows off, and we should look within ourselves. Don't look towards others, look within ourselves and look, search, see, do we have these signs of a show off? And if we have these signs, then let us try to rid ourselves of such characteristics and bring ourselves to humility, humbleness and sincerity in the court of our Rabb Azza wa Jalla. What are the three signs that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an had mentioned regarding a show-off? One sign of a show-off is that he is such a person who is lazy in performing good deeds when he is alone, but he's very active in performing good deeds when he is with people. And we should introspect. We should look towards ourselves. That when I am in public, when I am with people, am I more active in performing ibadat? Or am I more active when I am alone? When I perform sajda on my own, do I perform my sajda well? Or is it that when I'm in public and performing sajda, then instead of reciting Subhana Rabbi al-A'la 3 times, I'm now reciting 5 times and 7 times. And 9 times, and when I'm alone, then I only recite once. That when I'm alone and I perform sajda, then I perform sajda, but when I'm in public, I ensure that my posture, my position of sajda is very perfect. That when I'm alone and I'm reciting Quran, then I recite Quran in the way that I do recite, but when I'm in public, then I ensure that my makharij is even better than when I'm alone. Is this my way? And if this is our way, then we need to change it. We need to change our way. And the second sign of a show-off, of a person who shows off, is that he increases his good deeds if he is praised. That when he is praised, you see more and more a'mal saliha, more and more good deeds. And the third sign is that he decreases his good deeds if he is criticized. If he is criticized, then he decreases his good deeds. So such a person is doing so that he may gain praise. And when he gains praise, then he enjoys the praise. And so he increases in good deeds. And the more he is praised, the more the good deeds flow. And once he is criticized, then the good deeds stop. And they vanish. And you start to wonder that where are the good deeds? We should introspect. We should look into ourselves and see, do we possess such characteristics? Do we possess characteristics of a person that shows off? And if we do possess such characteristics, then we need to change those characteristics. Sometimes people tend to motivate us in the wrong way. If we have some bad characteristic, then people tend to motivate against the ibadah instead. That is not the way. For example, someone is performing salah, but he's performing salah in such a way that he has in his heart the feeling that I wish that the people see and that they praise me and that they consider that I'm pious. So people sometimes say, that if you are performing salah and you have this feeling of showing off in your heart, then you should stop performing salah. That's not the way. That's the incorrect way. People will say, if you are reciting salawat, you're holding a tasbih and reciting salawat, then there's no use of you reciting salawat because people are seeing and you wish that they notice, and therefore you should stop reciting salawat. That's not the way that you are doing certain good deed. Why don't you leave the good deed because you have a bad intention or you did something wrong along the way? No, no. Rather, keep the good deed, change the intention. Keep the good deed, change the mindset. Keep the good deed, change the way our hearts are feeling. If we are doing the good deed in order to earn the pleasure of the people, then do the good deed, but change your heart and focus upon the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are performing salah so that people recognize you, keep performing salah, but change your intention. Do so for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are using a tasbih or a counter, don't stop reciting salawat. Continue reciting salawat, and now make your intention that you are reciting for the sake of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a beautiful phrase, a beautiful saying in the English language, that don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. That yes, after the baby has a bath, perhaps the water has gotten dirty. Throw away the dirty water. Don't throw away the child. So don't throw away that which is valuable, that which is good, the ibadah that you do. That should not be thrown away. That should not be stopped. Keep doing the ibadah. Change the intention. Do it with complete ikhlas. Do it with sincerity. Do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't do it for the recognition of the people. And if you are doing it for the recognition of the people, you have an intention to change. Change that intention and make yourself aware that I'm doing this only for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm no longer concerned of whether people see it or not. I no longer look for recognition from the people. A pious person was once asked regarding sincerity, and he mentioned that sincere ones are those who hide their good deeds the way they hide their sins. Because we're not looking for recognition, isn't it? You're not looking for recognition for your deeds. Therefore, you hide your good deeds. It was for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for the sake of Allah azza wa jal, and you only want it to be for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. So why does the dunya need to know about it? Why does the world need to know about it? Keep it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're doing some good amal, try not to expose it. Sometimes there's the intention that I'm exposing it so that I may motivate others. But be careful then for the trick of shaitan, because it's very easy for shaitan to give us this excuse in order to trick us into wanting recognition and praise and worldly benefit from the people. And such a person who just does his ibadat for praise and for worldly benefit is bereft of the thawab, the rewards in the akhirah, for that good deed. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from the sickness, the disease, the trap of shaitan, of showing off. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us sincerity in all of the a'mal that we do. May Allah grant us the tawfiq to increase in our a'mal salihah, to increase in good deeds, and for us to do good deeds only for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Until next time, continue watching Madani channel as much as possible, as much as you can. And keep reciting salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Continue making dua for the entire ummah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all ease and safety from the tricks of shaitan. Ameen. Bijahi khatam al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.